Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 11th and the 14th of August, 2025. Hello there, how are we this week? All good, marvellous. Joining me as usual is Ree. Hello, Rihanna, how are you this week?
I'm all right. Rob, how are you? Are you recovered from our little meet-up last week?
Me and Ree met up in our old university haunts last week, didn't we? We had a few drinks.
We had a few drinks,
caused some chaos. I mean, has it changed as much as you thought it had? Was it weird going around our old haunts and everything? I found it a really weird emotional time, actually. I thought it felt strange.
It did feel strange. It almost felt like a ghost town, but it was busier than I was expecting it to be. But then, like, we went for a little wander around to our old haunts, didn't we?
Yeah,
that weren't that busy, like. So that was quite fun.
I could walk around and say, throw up in that bush. I'll snog someone over there. Yeah, it was great. Just, I could see all the ghosts and the memories of university past. It was very, very fun.
Yeah, but what about that place we used to hang out? We used to, like, this, like... It's called a common, isn't it? And it's a bit like country.
Gorgeous.
It feels like you're in countryside.
Yeah,
it's so nice,
common.
Like horses in fields.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I love that common.
There's a blooming bar next door now. Didn't have that when we were there, did they?
I know. I could have left that there. We'd never have left that place if that was there when we were there. And also, one of the old clubs that we used to go to, it had like a really old school, like flashing dance floor in it. Like you used to go in there about 2 o'clock in the morning, absolutely off your head, and just be like, and dance on the dance floor. That
it was an underground one as well, isn't it? You have to go down steps to get into it.
Like a proper basement. That is now a, like, what's it called? Pop World, did you say it was called?
Pop World, right. There'll be a lot of people in the UK who are very familiar with Pop World.
I'd never heard of it.
Chain.
Yeah.
But Rob's never been to a Pop World before.
Never.
So we went to the, what's it called? Like they have an all day, like a daytime party kind of thing on a Saturday. I think that's when you broke, Rob.
It just blew my mind because we went in there. It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We went down there.
A bit later, about five.
It wasn't, but it had been open since two, you said.
Oh,
and but like we go down there, perfectly like sociable time of the day. Everybody's hammered, like raving away. The dance floor's flashing, and then you go outside again, and it's like broad daylight. It's like this feels weird.
And
you know,
that's
I'm doing
when Rob broke and said, "I think I just need to lay down and a cup of tea." Really.
Honestly, I did.
You ordered his Jaeger bombs in there as well, Rob. That was your fault. I mean, I get it though. It was that kind of vibe when you go in, weren't it? Like, gotta have a Jaeger bomb.
Gotta have a Jaeger bomb, just like old times. So there we go. It's lovely to see you. We caused a bit of chaos in Lincoln, just like back in the old days. So there we go. On to this week's EastEnders. This has been quite a busy week, actually. A lot of storylines sort of kicking off. The Joel storyline, my God, did that take a turn at the end of the week?
Just a bit. Interesting. I have a lot to say about this.
Much to say. And the Avani storyline has finally sort of rightened itself. We feel like we're in more slightly sensible territory with it now, so that's good. That's gone better.
Yeah, I feel like the pacing didn't feel rushed this week at all either. Like, we had a couple of weeks where we were like, ooh, this pacing, but it does seem to have
it's
all
rightened itself
mellowed
for,
out.
Yeah, for now it's rightened itself. So fingers crossed that that's a sign for the future. And lots of other stories to discuss as well. Like I say, it's been a busy old week. So let's crack on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, let's kick off this week. We're talking about Oscar and Lauren, Patrick and Yolandi. So Oscar has developed a guilty conscience, understandably, about what's happened. And that is because Patrick appears to have developed some form of agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia,
But then it's kind of like he's scared of like those people coming back. So he's sort of, he doesn't want to like do big parties. Like he said to Yolandi, like, I'll forget the band. We'll just do like a small intimate thing. When obviously before the wedding he was building up to be like the biggest events as the royal wedding. And Oscar is sort of feeling bad about this. So there were some nice scenes between Patrick and Oscar this week and Yolandi. I'm liking this little trio and I'm kind of hoping that when the inevitable revelation comes that he was involved, they can move on and become like a nice little friendship.
Yeah, and they can kind of be like surrogate grandparents instead of Jim and Doc, would
Yes.
be kind of nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
Because they
yeah.
mentioned that a few times. But I'm waiting. I don't know if you saw it this week. You know, when they were playing, what was they playing? Dominoes.
Yes.
Dominoes? Yeah, it was
Domino
Dominoes.
hoo-hoos.
Domino
Yes.
hoo-hoos. I were expecting Patrick at one point. Oscar like showed his tag, and I thought, oh, is Patrick, is it going to click like it did for
For
Howie?
Howie, yeah, I wondered that.
Yeah, we're waiting for it, but then it didn't seem to happen. But we'll see, because I think at some point it will click. Maybe Oscar will wear a hat of some sort, and then Patrick will be like, the eyes, I remember those eyes. I
Well,
don't
what I
know.
was, yeah, the Shredder eyes. Yeah, what I was expecting was for Howie to walk in while he was there. I thought there was going to be some sort of movement there in terms of triggering Patrick's memory or something.
Ooh,
But
I hadn't considered that.
I think what it was basically about was just sort of establishing that Yolandi quite likes him and Patrick's
Yeah.
kind of getting quite fond of him as well. I love the fact that they sat and played Domino, so I thought that was really, really cute.
Yeah, I agree. And to be honest with you, I think Oscar's got the personality where he would have done that anyway, and not just out of guilt. I think it's obviously at the moment it's out of guilt, but had he developed a natural relationship like that with Yolandi anyway? Because he's the type of guy, if he'd have seen her walking through the square carrying something and struggling, he is the kind of guy who would have stopped and helped. I
Do
do
you
believe
reckon?
that.
Do you
Yeah, I
reckon?
do. Yeah, I think he's a good egg deep down. And
He's a good egg
I
deep
think he would
down.
have helped.
And I think it's interesting that he doesn't want to be anything like Max, who
Yeah.
the longer we wait, the sort of more we get to know Oscar, the more I cannot wait for Max to come back, because I think it's going to be a really interesting
Right.
dynamic. Yeah,
Am
really
I
excited
missing
about that.
something though? Is Max that bad, like that everyone was saying?
Yes,
Am I
really.
misremembering
Well,
Max?
bear in mind, Ree, that he did try to kind of destroy the square at one point. He was trying
Oh
to,
yeah, I forgot about all that. Oh
all that
yeah, he
madness,
did.
yeah. Had affairs with everyone left, right, and centre, caused
Yeah,
chaos
but that's just
wherever he
Max,
went.
innit? Just
Oh,
expect that he's gonna have an affair, you know?
let
It's
him
like
live.
Cindy, innit? It's just like Cindy.
Yeah, I don't imagine the people will talk that fondly about Cindy behind her back either, to be fair.
I know, but you know, they've all let bygones be bygones with Cindy. Like, look at her and Elaine now and
Well,
her
I mean that.
daughters.
They are a forgiving lot on Albert Square, to be fair. But yeah, it's sweet. Now, dominoes. Have you ever played dominoes properly before?
Not properly,
No,
no.
neither have I. I've kind of played it, and I'm yet to sort of see the absolute sort of white knuckle tension that Patrick seems to be applying to the
Maybe in his head, he's putting
game.
bets on left,
This is
right, and
like a
centre
poker
and thinking
table.
about all the odds and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you just match the numbers up to the next
Yeah,
number?
I would
Isn't
have thought
that
that's
it?
yeah, but then maybe we're amateurs and we don't understand the drama that can be
Right.
gained from a
Like
game of
chess. I
dominoes.
know how
Yeah.
to play chess, but I'm not interested enough to like try and play it well. I know the rules, but.
Duolingo, that
Yeah,
language app
yeah.
that they do chess on there, and I've started doing that.
Oh, no way. Oh, I'm actually quite interested how you said that. Oh,
Right. Yeah.
interesting.
Give that a
Okay.
go. It's good fun, I tell you.
All right.
I'd quite
All
like to
right.
learn how to play chess like really well and stuff. So we'll
All
see.
right.
Anyway,
Okay. Anywho.
anywho, Lauren meanwhile is sort
Yes.
of like really kind of Lauren basically wants Oscar to just remain away from the Trumans as much as he possibly can. Now, what is she kind of hoping to achieve from this? Because I'm guessing that she's worried that some sort of memory will be triggered, but at the same time, him sort of trying to avoid them would feel sort of unnatural as well, wouldn't it? Would maybe look more
Well,
suspicious, wouldn't it?
I get that, but also he's only buddied up to him after it's happened. So he is doing it out of guilt. And also, Oscar came that close to telling the police what happened. So I think maybe Lauren's thinking, I don't want you to decide to be honest about everything because you're going to end up back inside, which I understand they're trying to protect him, even though he shouldn't have done it. It's turned into a complex situation now, how
It
he's
has a bit.
involved, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has
Otherwise,
a
they could have
bit.
just kind of given the money back.
Yeah.
But now there's also the other added complexity of Patrick being terrified as well,
Yes.
which I think will, if he doesn't figure out that it was Oscar or how he doesn't somehow get involved, I can see Oscar just telling him so he can be like, you don't need to be scared anymore, Patrick, all right? It were me. And I've been in your house loads since it happened and you're
Yeah, and
fine.
I've not
So
beaten you
don't
up
worry about
once.
it.
So,
Yeah.
yeah,
So
exactly.
it's all right.
I do feel like this is now we're in this mode where we get what Patrick's sort of really sort of freaking out and scared, and I can kind of see him wanting to sort of push the wedding back a little bit as well, or not do it altogether. So I think now we're sort of under the impression why Anthony's coming back as well to try and sort him out from
Yeah.
this.
I was literally just thinking that as you were saying it, so that's a nice time to go get your son back. Maybe he'll feel a bit safer with him in the house for some reason, I don't know. Oh, just that comfort, isn't it? Having another family member there, I guess.
So where do we go from here then? How long do you reckon before the truth is out? Is it Oscar's just going to feel too guilty and just confess it, or is it going to be mixed in with the Howie stuff? Because I feel like actually, how like I think Oscar can save himself. I think like Yolande and Patrick will obviously blow up at him at first, but then I think they'll understand the goodness in him. Whereas Howie, I feel like has got a lot more to lose.
Yeah, he's definitely got a lot more to lose. I'm wondering this, is it going to end up, is it going to go on a little bit longer and we're going to have a bit of Howie and Oscar beef in between, perhaps?
Maybe.
And
I can also see Anthony coming back and being the one that finds it out.
I could see Anthony being the one who finds it out about
Yeah.
Howie, maybe, and figures that
Ooh,
side
maybe.
out. That could
Maybe.
be a good,
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
But as for Oscar, it's either going to be Patrick will realise, or Patrick's going to say, maybe next week we're going to see that Patrick's not scared or anything anymore. We'll not understand why. And then in a few weeks' time, he'll say to Oscar, I knew it was you the minute we sat down and played dominoes, but I can see
Recognize the
you're a
tag.
good kid and
Recognize the
you're
tag.
Jim's grandson. And,
Yeah,
I don't want you to go get in trouble or I don't know, something like that.
I do think the fact that he's Jim's grandson is actually going to be what saves him from going back to prison, to be fair.
100%.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
definitely.
I mean, still, any scene that has Oscar in, it just lights up the screen. I absolutely love him. He's brilliant, isn't he?
He is a great. He is actually a really good addition.
He
Yeah, and he
really
does
is.
light up the screen. He's nice. Even when he's doing serious scenes, he adds some joy.
Yeah, he's very versatile already, you can tell, can't you? Like
Yes.
he's gonna be brilliant at comedy, which I imagine they'll give him a lot because he's really adept at comedy. He can do the serious stuff. I think he's gonna be a big character moving forward. I'm really looking forward to seeing it, especially once the Brannings are sort of all together again. It's all gonna kick off, and I'm very excited about it. Harry, Kojo, and Oki's storyline developed a little bit more this week. Oki is becoming quite the little troublemaker, isn't he?
He's becoming quite the, would you call it grooming? I feel like he's grooming her. He's a what?
You could argue that, I would say. He's definitely, I mean, he's definitely sort of won Kojo round, and Kojo is quite enjoying this new friendship that he's got. It's so sweet, Kojo. I can't believe that you thought he was going to kill Cindy. It's really, really
I know,
sweet.
right? What were I thinking back
What were
then?
you thinking, really?
Honestly,
He's
only me thinking it,
adorable.
weren't there?
Well, Oki's trying to use Kojo's flat as a new place to like store all the, you know, drugs
Drugs.
and mobile phones or whatever the
Cash,
hell, cash,
yeah,
everything, basically
whatever
everything.
dodgy business is into,
Yeah, there's going to be like cars and things planted in there soon. Like it's going mad. And so what he's now done is arranged for some of his mates to go around the Archers and give Kojo like a bit of a, you know, like give him some hassle so that he
That's
can then,
right.
yeah, and then he can then sweep in and be the hero. And the Kojo's like, oh my God, you're amazing. Unfortunately, Elaine gets mixed up in that. Should we talk about Elaine falling backwards? Ah!
Yeah, it was.
Bless her, bless her.
You know what, it was very apparent to me is they recorded it after the fall,
Oh
after
yeah,
the
'cause
stunt
yeah, and
in
then she made that
Thomas.
noise in post-production as well, just in a microphone, like,
Exactly.
oh. Bless her. I always wonder, you know, those shots that like clearly look fake as they're sort of slowly falling backwards. I always wonder, like, how do they make the final cut? Bless them, but.
This is what I'm not understanding because for me, we didn't need to see, we could have just seen him push
Yeah.
and then we could have just cut to her landing on the floor. We didn't need the
I
falling back bit in between,
don't
did
think
we?
Harriet Thorpe is that delicate that they couldn't have just pushed her over and she lands on a mattress or something out of frame. It would be fine.
Yeah, I think, yeah, totally. Did they get a stunt? They must have got stunt
No.
doubling and everything, maybe, for that one little push.
Oh, you know what soap
You
actors are like.
reckon?
They need a stunt double to step down up a curb, for
Oh,
God's
can't do
sake,
that all
don't they?
these
No,
days,
can't do
can
now
they?
these days. Can't bloody insurance and health and safety. That wins Kojo over. Harry is obviously very worried and suspicious that something's going on. It's a good job George has moved out, isn't it?
In it, well, is it
Well, not for
actually?
them, it's
Would have
not.
been better if he wasn't.
It's good for Oki that he's moved out, but I feel like this would put more. He'd put more pressure on Harry as well, wouldn't they?
Yeah, very true. So Harry's still living there, though, isn't he? Like, Harry's
Yeah.
now taken George's room, presumably,
I
what
would have
the room
presumed
that
so. Is he
George
not on the
was in.
sofa anymore? And now I wonder if Oki's now going to say, we've got a spare sofa now. Can I move in? Would that be all right? And then that's going to make things 10 times worse.
You never know. Well, he's already got a spare key, hasn't he? We're already like, oh, we'll need a
That was
spare key
mad.
to let ourselves in.
Yeah, I don't know if that was entirely like sort of Koji going, yeah, that's fine. Like, you don't think
Wasn't
you
there a
would.
thing? I feel like there was a thing a few years ago, and it may have been in London, and I don't know if you'll have heard of it. And there were some like gangs and of criminals, and I think they were drug dealers, and they were targeting like vulnerable young adults.
Yes.
Right? That may have been similar like to Kojo, because is
Yeah.
Kojo autistic? Have they
Yes.
outright said that on
I think
EastEnders?
so. Yeah, I think they did. Because when he
Yeah.
first came in, they were talking about how difficult he is to look after and all that
Yeah.
kind of thing, weren't
Yeah.
they? When his brother came
So
around.
a vulnerable adult, and I feel like there was a spate of this where they were targeting them in London, these vulnerable adults who lived on their
Right.
own, and basically doing what they're doing with Kojo. So I think maybe they've taken inspiration from that happened in real life. So I don't think this is going to end very well. I think Kojo is going to end up in a lot of trouble.
Oh,
I
he
think it
is.
might
He
result in
really
him
is.
getting sent down or something for it all and being
Maybe.
implicated massively.
And also, bear in mind, Ravi hasn't found out yet that Kojo is the reason that his drugs went missing in the first place.
Well, this is the bit I can't quite fathom, because does Ravi know that Erky's trying to use Kojo's flat for all of this?
Well, Ravi, because Ravi and Harry had a conversation this week where Harry was sort of like, no, this needs to like change. You can't be using Kojo's flat, and Ravi's like, not my problem, mate. Like,
Oh,
it's
yeah,
so
because
Ravi's
he's got
aware. Yeah,
HMRC breathing down his neck, hasn't he?
exactly,
Yeah, so
exactly.
he's
So
like, I don't care as long as job's done.
I mean, if I was Harry, I'd be looking for a different location. Like, that would be my first thing. Like, it's like just trying to like find somewhere new for these things to go. So, like, just put them in there. That's fine. No one's suspecting that. That's new. Rather than using
True.
Kojo's flat, but he's not doing that. He's just panicking.
Can he afford it though? Because then he'd have to presumably put
Yeah.
some money up front, and I'm guessing he can't really afford that if he's had to move in with
Well, I mean,
Kojo.
it wouldn't even have to be a house, would it? It could just be anything, like a shed or something like
Storage unit
that.
of some
Yeah.
kind. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
Without
just like. I
allotments.
was gonna say use the place that the Bianca was locked up
Yeah.
in. That'll be all right. Be
Reese isn't
fine.
using it anymore, is it?
Exactly. Reese doesn't need it. Is it still full? I wonder if it's still full of all those old tubers and Debbie
Oh,
stuff and
Brenda will have
everything.
took everything out.
Oh, I bet she would. Yes, and glared at it all as it came out. So yeah, this doesn't look good for Kojo. Where is this going, do we think? Like, what's the ultimate
This,
end game?
I think
Do you reckon
Kojo's
he's
going to end
going
up getting in
down?
trouble with the police. Yeah, either that or, like you say, he's going to get physically hurt somehow. And
Yeah.
I don't feel like it is. I feel like he's going to be the fall guy for everything. I feel
Yeah,
like
I
it might be
mean,
headed that kind of direction.
I feel like it depends whether Ravi actually finds out about this or not. I feel like he should find out about it, but at the same time, I feel like the plot actually could move quite cheerfully onwards without Ravi ever finding out that Kojo was responsible for that, couldn't it?
Yeah, very true. I wonder if he'll ever find out. But then if he does, like, let's be honest, like, bad guy Ravi would be beefing, but
Yeah.
good guy Ravi would understand the situation. So it depends on whether he stays bad guy Ravi and for how long, which he
Well,
does seem to be at the minute.
like you say, the ultimate problem is the fact that HMRC are breathing down his neck. So if that wasn't happening, he might be a little bit kinder about it. But because he's got all
Yeah.
these big money problems because of Bernie nicking all the money, I think he's desperate. So it's not going to go well. It's not going
No,
to go
it's
well
not
at
going to
all.
go
And plus, Rafi's getting more and more stressed with everything that's going on with Avani anyway. His hair is going to be stuck up soon, the way it's going.
well. Oh, yeah, he's doing all
Yeah.
right. His hair's still slick
Yeah.
at the
We
minute, but
know
yeah,
when
there's
Ravi's
time.
stressed because he's got like a backward Mohican at the back of his
Yeah.
head. Like
They've
someone's gone out him with a
back-combed it, haven't
balloon.
they? A little bit,
Yes.
yeah. Then,
Yes.
yeah.
So yeah, not good stuff. I wonder if Nicola's going to end up getting involved again soon.
Well, this is interesting, isn't it? Because we were talking last week about how much the Mitchells and the Knights have been entwined, and then they're all
Yes.
entwined again. Like, you've got Harry, I mentioned Harry and Gina only last week, I think, and now they're
Yes. Harry and Gina are
maybe
now have kissed.
rekindling.
Well,
Yeah,
they
they kiss,
have. They
yeah.
kissed. Tongued in the
They've
Vic, they were.
kindled. They have
Yes.
kindled,
They have
yeah,
kindled.
rekindled.
They are a flame, which
Yes.
is nice. I like them together. I think they work well together. I think they're a good pairing, and it does fit into this category of men that Gina always seems to go for,
Yeah.
where it's someone a bit messy that she can sort of
Yeah.
work on.
That she can, inverted commas, fix a little
Fix,
bit.
yeah. Even though
Fix,
apparently she's
yeah.
the worst handyman that's ever lived when it comes to fixing
Yeah,
people.
true. And
Yes.
she should probably shouldn't be getting involved in anyone who's around all of the drugs at the minute, but
You'd
there we
think
go.
not, because with her own history with drugs. So yeah, none of
Yeah.
this is going to end well. It's all going to get
No.
very, very, very messy. Kojo's going to end up in the back of a boot somewhere. I can see that coming.
You still think back of the boot for
Oh God, yeah.
Kojo?
Yeah, God, yeah. They
Interesting.
love throwing people in the back of a boot with a gang storyline.
Is George going to find out? Because is this why? Because Nicola knows about what happened with Kerja. Obviously, we've had George and Nicola being a thing this week. So we had George, didn't we, singing his Daddy Cool song this week and Elaine and Cinder noticing.
Can we just discuss the whole Daddy Cool thing, right? Okay, I don't know how much I believe that somebody would sing one specific song every time they get laid.
I
What would your
mean,
and if it is, what would yours be?
oh God. Not Daddy Cool.
That he cool,
It's,
no.
no one would, but actually, I think it does kind of fit for George because it's like it's almost like a cringy dad thing.
Yeah, I think. I
Like,
mean, I know what I know what mine would be every time I got laid if I was singing a song. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
wondered where you were going with that then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not sure, but then it was quite funny because obviously Gina and not Gina, Cindy and Elaine are talking about it, and Gina comes in like, oh, singing Daddy Cool again, and they're sharing looks like, yeah, we know what that means.
Could you imagine knowing that that's your pet, one of your parents' sex song, and then
Well,
every
she
time you
does
hear it,
now.
I know. Oh,
Cindy had to just tell her though, didn't she?
oh
You notice
yeah,
how Cindy just cut like Elaine weren't going to tell her what it meant. And Cindy's like,
yeah.
well, he sings it when he's had a good night. And Anna's like, what are you on about?
Oh yeah, Anna didn't
Why?
have a clue what was going on, did she? Bless
No.
her.
Anna's come back a little bit more ditzy, I feel.
She has. I don't mind it necessarily because they've written her quite well. It's when
Yeah, it still fits the character.
it does. I feel like ditzy characters are very difficult to write because you tend to go a little bit too far with it sometimes, and it's just like nobody
True.
is that stupid. But I think that they're sort of like dealing with her quite well at the moment for however much longer we've got Anna for. Cindy finding out about Nicola. I'm telling you now, this is the start. This is the start of a feud that we want. It's happening. They're aligning of one another, aren't they? They're weighing it
Yeah.
up.
They're
Yeah.
very similar in a lot of ways, aren't they? Like
Well, Nicola
even
said that.
Nicholas spotted.
Nicola
Yeah,
said that.
yeah.
Blonde bitch owns a bar.
Not his type. Yeah, very good drama, but are Nicola and George going to continue? Because he seemed like he wanted to end things.
I feel
Is it
like he
because
just
she offered
wanted.
to give him a massage?
Well, I feel that was more about Elaine than anything else. I feel like he had no interest whether Cindy cared or not. But I feel
Yeah.
like it was the fact that, you know, Elaine had heard about it and he felt a little bit guilty about that.
Yeah.
Elaine appeared unbothered, but obviously she was a bit bothered,
Yeah.
wasn't she?
Yeah, I was just thinking that as you said it, like Elaine seemed like she weren't that bothered, but I think she must be a bit, but I guess she rec unlike Cindy, she recognises I'm not in a relationship with him anymore, so
Nothing you
he
can
can
do.
do what he wants. Do you know what I did think we saw when because it was George who ended it with Nicola, when originally Nicola ended it with George the first time. I don't know what happened in between because we've not seen that. We've just been led to believe that it meant
Lots of sex,
nothing.
apparently. Daddy
Well, yeah,
cool. Daddy
Daddy Cool, what's Daddy
cool.
Cool?
Yeah.
I feel like we saw that soft side to Nicola that we've been wanting to see a bit of. When George let her down,
Yes.
she looked very hurt, like she'd really got her hopes up and like, oh, yeah, it was just a bit of fun. Like, wasn't for me, it was serious. I was planning which engagement ring you were going to buy me and everything.
Yeah, I mean, is there a more vulnerable side to Nicola that we're yet to see? Because I feel like Cindy hasn't really got that much of a vulnerable side to her, unless it's like directly
Yeah.
affecting her. But is there more of a vulnerable side to Nicola that we're yet to scratch away at?
Yeah, I think we saw a glimpse of it this week with that bit when George said that to her. She looked upset. And we have seen it a little bit with Nicola, like when she offered Ivani that advice a bit ago. I think it was after all the Joel stuff. And she were a lot softer then. And that was when she were in the middle of all the Barney stuff. And she still took a minute to go, right, my son's friend needs me, therefore like my son needs me, you know.
Good
And we saw
mum.
that softer side.
Don't
I mean, I won't go that
go
far,
that
Rob.
far. No,
I
we
mean,
won't
she
go
has her
that far.
moments. She has a
She
good mum
does.
moments, we'll say.
The thing is, I always think about, you know, a good mum of Wolford. Actually, being a good mum is just about being there for your kid come hell or high water. Like, you'll go to war on your own for your kids. And I feel like actually Nicola does fall into that category a little bit, as long as everything's all working out in her favour. Like, you know, killing your boyfriend's
I was
girlfriend is maybe a
going to
little bit outside of that criteria,
except for the
but
dead bodies.
apart
We
from the
have to
dead
forget about a
bodies,
lot of dead bodies,
yeah,
don't we, in
you know,
EastEnders?
every mum makes mistakes. I'm sure you've got a few dead bodies buried already, you know.
Rob.
Sorry. I can see Nicola and George starting up again, and I feel like
Yeah.
they wouldn't have done that Cindy Nicola exchange if that wasn't going to turn into something. And
No.
I'm telling you now, I need it to happen. Put it in my veins. I'm ready
You know
for it.
what? Cindy's going to find out that he's called it off and gloat like mad. then hopefully they're going to have some wars between Harry's barn and the Albert as well because of it.
Yes.
And then you've got Elaine Hansen.
It writes itself, Ree. Writes itself.
Yeah, they didn't need to write it. It writes itself, doesn't it?
Done. I'm excited. Bring it on. It's going to be a bit of camp madness. That looks sounds like it's going to be fun. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story.
So Honey had a meeting with Mr. Lister this week and she was anticipating that she was going to get a little pay rise and a little bit of a promotion.
Yes.
Because she had it in her head that Mr. Lister was going to retire and his job position of area manager would be up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore she could take it, but no, Mr. Lister said, that's not happening anymore. In fact, he acted like he'd never had that conversation with her, so I don't know.
Half of me kind of thinks that Honey could have completely and utterly misinterpreted something she said, because it's Honey. But at the same time, I'm sort of like, I don't know what this was, other than just that they want Honey back in the minute mark, which suits her.
I think that is what it was. And because we do need to see why has she quit the job as the market inspector, because she has supposedly been enjoying it, and I think that is all it was, because... Yeah. Alfie's left the minute mark. There's no longer a manager. I think Vinny's air were a bit all over the place this week.
What I loved when that scene between when Vinny was in the minute mark and then Honey told him how to use the till. Half of me for a second was just like, how can Vinny not know how to use the till? But then my brain just went, because it's Vinny, and then I just moved on.
Yeah, he's not figured out. He doesn't know how to use seven the till. First.
No, of course he doesn't know that. It's Vinny, bless him. I mean, nice to see Mr. Lister again. I like Mr. Lister. There was quite some funny stuff. Some funny stuff with him this week. I like his interplay with Honey. It's quite fun.
Yeah. But it seems like it's going to be no more. So is that going to be the new market inspector? Because that does not seem like the right place for Zach to be going.
I can't see that, if I'm honest. I mean, again, why would he be in those scenes? But at the same time, I can't really see why Zach would want to do that.
Yeah, me neither, but enjoys why fitness was he in all those this kind scenes? Of
thing. Yeah, I don't
Unless
know. So
it was meant to be somebody else and they just got Zach in at the last minute, but...
So what, I mean, what was the purpose of these scenes? Is it because they want somebody new as market inspector, or is it because they want Honey back in the minute mark? You know, what was the
I think it's
because
they
motive?
Want Honey back in the minute mark.
Right,
definitely.
Okay. And then...
Why did she quit? Was it when that thing happened with her and Suki, when Suki made a pass at her? When she quit? When she left?
I can't remember whether Suki fired her or whether she quit.
Oh, no, I think she did fire her. And I think Honey just kept quiet, didn't she?
Which, again, like, Suki should have been sued through her arse about that.
Honey were being nice, bless her, weren't she? Yeah. People pleaser that she can be, our Honey.
Indeed. So there we go. So basically, Honey's going to be back at the minute mark after she's had a bit of holiday. I like to say, yes, I will do that, but I will have a 2-week holiday beforehand and then I will start work when I'm ready.
And I love that Vinny just offered her £2 more an hour than what she's on, not knowing what she's actually on. Yeah. They might have a bit of a shock there.
Exactly. Like, all of a sudden, the minute mark's absolutely bankrupt. Just for Honey's
That's another Panasar business down Swanee because of Vinny
There's a Vinny. Vinny, yeah. that's another business down the drain, thanks to Vinny. There we go. So, I mean, yeah, fair enough. This was what it was. I thought it was some nice, light-hearted little scenes. I enjoy Mr. Lister, so I guess it was what it was. But we'll see what it all means, I suspect, in the coming weeks. Right, ladies and gents, let's talk about the bigger stuff that kicked off this week. And we'll start off with talking about Avani. Praise the Lord. Thank Christ. We're in sensible territory again with the Avani storyline.
Hallelujah, indeed.
No, not my sex song. Hallelujah. she's had a termination. And I think by the sounds of things, in the way that like the timing of it all sounds like it's quite late in the process. So she's sort of experiencing like some cramps and all that kind of thing, isn't she?
Well, she's about 12, 13 weeks. Mm. So, yeah, it would definitely be, I think, a different procedure than if she'd have had it earlier on, because they said she had a surgical procedure.
Yeah, this is what I mean. When we've seen this sort of thing previously, it's been like the whole 2-pill thing, and I feel like this, because it was a bit further along this time, it felt like it needed to be an actual procedure.
Yeah, so no wonder it's affected her differently. And they're all quite right in pointing out, had she just had it done the first time she went in before Suki stopped her, it possibly wouldn't have been as bad.
Been
as
easier.
This.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all out. Everybody now knows what Suki has been up to. Yes. I mean, this all boils down because of Eve, as I suspected Eve had been doing, was never really 100% convinced that this was a great idea. And so,
I'm glad you saw that, because I thought, she's been fully turned round.
I think she was
Suki's way of thinking.
I think it was what it was two separate things. I think she'd sort of been kind of brought back to the idea of maybe I could have kids, whilst at the same time thinking, but what we're doing with Avani is wrong.
Yeah, true. I still don't think though, now that this has happened with Avani, that it should go, right, well, should we have kids in a more conventional way then,
Yeah.
Suki? Like, I can't see that happening. I think she'll just be like, yeah, do you know what? Still don't want kids. Actually, if anything, I've realised I really don't want them. So if that's what you
Yeah.
want, Suki, is it the end? Anyway, we'll get to
Well,
that
is it the end?
bit.
Is it the end? Yes, indeed.
Well, yeah.
So basically, Avani's having more doubts this week, and she's sort of talking and realizing that actually she hasn't really thought the whole thing through. And again, I've got the sense that Eve sort of like not jumped on it, but sort of sensed any opportunity that Avani was having any doubts whatsoever. I thought that Eve was just going to go along with it and do the right thing,
Yeah, which she did, didn't she?
which she
So
did.
Avani, they wanted to go to a hot tub party. My first thought was, Avani, you can't go in a hot tub when you're
I didn't
pregnant. You
know
should know
this. No,
this.
I didn't know this. I didn't know
Yeah.
this was a thing. So you can't go in a hot tub at all when you're pregnant.
You can't go in a hot tub or a sauna when you're pregnant because
Can
of
you
the
have a bath?
temperatures. You can have a bath, but as long as it's like a sensible temperature. But I'll tell you something. I used to love a bath, and when I was pregnant, I didn't have one because I was terrified of it
Yeah.
being
Oh, I
too
bet.
hot.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think I
Well, that's.
tried once and it were freezing cold. Like, this is
This
fun.
is worse.
I
It's a nice
love
bath. Yeah, so yeah, she goes to this party. I
baths.
think it's just basically because Avani's realizing I can't be a normal kid now, can I?
No, yeah,
Everybody's going to
that's
find
it.
out about it. I'm going to get all this crap at school because of everything that's gone on with Joel, and I don't blame her at all. Like, there
No,
was no part of this was
no.
sensible.
Well, even down to what she were wearing, because obviously they commented saying, oh, she's had to whack the tracksuits out now because she's showing.
Yeah.
And then she's turned up to this hot tub party, like in trackies and stuff. And Amy's like, you can go and put your bikini on. And then she
Yeah.
said the excuse, I'm on my period. It's like
Yeah.
she still would have been wearing something, you know, a bit more party-like
Yeah,
rather than
yeah, yeah.
trackies, I
And
think,
like
normally.
drinking and like, yeah. So she,
Yeah,
everything
not
was
even
going, yeah.
thinking.
I quite enjoyed Nugget hiding from Suki. Bless him.
Good
And
old
actually,
Nugget.
Nugget proper stepped up this week, didn't he? Like when he found out Avani had been
Yeah.
pregnant, like he was like straight on the sofa, put his arm around her. I thought it was a really nice Nugget moment. Yeah,
Yeah,
he's a good kid.
I'm kind of glad we didn't go down the incel route with Nugget, otherwise that would have
Yeah.
been a very different reaction.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it
Very
would.
nice big
Yes.
brother moment there.
Yes, bless him. He's a good egg, he's Nugget. We love Nugget. So Avani ends up at the termination clinic and has the procedure, and then she realizes that she just wants a mum and goes
Bless her.
home and tells Priya and Ravi everything, and Suki returns home to discover that her secret is absolutely out there. She has been discovered, and Priya gives her a slap. Which I have to say was a worthy slap. I thought,
Yes,
yeah, I can, yeah.
agreed. I love Priya and I think that Priya is a great mum. And I keep
I
saying
know
it,
you
and I
do, yeah.
really do think that she's a good mum.
I think she's a good mum. I think it comes under the category of, you know, she's there for her kids no matter what. Yes,
Exactly.
she might do something a little bit dodgy now and again to sort of make sure that they're all right, but it's for their benefit. She's not a
Yeah.
particularly selfish person in that regard, is she?
No, I think kids are definitely the number one, but she, like you say, she's always there for them.
Yeah.
Even though it's strange that, like, Ravi said it a few times, like, why didn't Avani just come to us? We kept saying it, though, to be fair, because they're kind of cool parents, I feel like, because they're quite young, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think Avani doesn't realize quite how lucky she is in that family, to be fair, because I feel like there's not much that she could go to Priya with,
Yeah.
and Priya would go against her. I think she'd be like,
Yeah.
right, okay, I get it. Let's sort this out, including this. I think she would have been absolutely grand with this whole situation.
Well, this could start a debate for you, right?
Go on.
Because I would class Priya actually as somewhat of a gentle parent, right? And I believe in gentle parenting as much as you can, okay? And that is that your kid can tell you anything without the fear of them getting into trouble, which I would say Ivana's pretty much got with Priya.
I think she has,
Like,
yeah.
don't you
Yeah.
think?
Do you think this, yeah, do you think there's a fine
But then
balance
are
there?
there some
Because,
things that they need to be in trouble for?
well, we've had this with Priya before, haven't we? Where Priya's kind of felt, am I being trying to be more, too much of a mate to my kids as opposed to just being a disciplinarian of some description?
But I don't think it is about being a mate. I think it's being there for them. And it's not, doesn't mean you can't still be a mum and not be there for them. But then if we flip that on the head,
Look at the way that
gentle
Ross is
parenting
dealing
is not going to
with
work with someone like Joel.
exactly what I was about to say. Like, you
Yeah.
know, look at Ross.
Yeah.
Are you saying the same thing there? Like,
No,
it's a
not at
really
all.
fine, it's a fine line with kids, and you've got to be adaptable, haven't you, for the situation,
Yeah.
you know? And I think the thing basically is just honesty, isn't it? As long as you've got an
Yeah.
honest relationship with your kids, then you can kind of tackle anything,
Yeah.
can't you? Yeah.
Yeah. You do.
Priya and Ravi, that seemed to go up a little
Yeah,
notch
why
this
not?
week.
Go
It
on
feels like
then.
they're already together, and they're kind of not together, but they're close, but they just like just have sex for goodness sake. Get on with it, honestly.
Maybe they are, Rob. Maybe
You
they are,
reckon?
like you say, we're just not seeing it. They are very close, but they've always been like that, I think. But then when he was with Denise, obviously, he had to have a bit of distance, I guess. But yeah, if he's not with Denise, let him be with Priya. She understands everything he does as well. Like,
She
she's
does, and
not.
she's cool with it as well, isn't she? She's like, don't tell me and I can't get into trouble, but do what you need to do, but just don't be stupid.
But she does also have a moment to like, don't be too dodgy. Like, there's being dodgy and then there's being too dodgy. And I do think that if she knew what were going on with the Oaky stuff, she'd be like, Ravi, come on.
As for Suki, she's been pretty much left with nothing. Everyone's moved out. Everyone's gone.
Well.
I don't she deserves this. I'm sorry, I love Suki's a bit, but she deserves every second of this.
Oh yeah, in this particular scenario, but I hope they're not going to go down the path of making her like Nish. I know that she did have these traits before. It just did very much come out of the blue, all of this for Suki, like the
I just think,
pacing of
yeah,
it
they could
before
have
when it all
they
happened,
yeah,
and
they needed another week of preamble before we got to where we are if they were going to do it like this. I think that was the main issue with it. But I'm glad that, sense has prevailed and that we're sort of in more kind of, because it would have been. But now I look at it and I'm sort of like, well, obviously this is what was going to happen. Like, there was no way Arnie was going to go for a full term with this pregnancy. And now it seems ridiculous. But at the time, when it first started, it was sort of like, is this actually what's happening? And it felt like it could. Because Suki is such a powerful character, you can actually imagine her making this a success in terms of her own planning and machinations, you know?
And a large part of it as well, which we were talking about, like it didn't get mentioned that much. It did a little bit this week about the money side with Avani. So she were fine taking the money. Had Suki perhaps seen, actually noticed that Avani were having doubts, she might have gone, here, have a bit of money, go and treat yourself to a massage, really knowing, go and do what you want with Avani. It's just pregnancy money. She could have probably kept it going a bit longer, but it took Avani having that realization at the party, didn't it, on her own. And ironically, Eve was the one to help her, saying that
Well,
she's not like a mum, and we're being quite a mum-like figure, I think, to Avani at some
yeah, I
points.
mean, this is the thing. I think Eve is actually quite a motherly figure, and we've seen this even when
Yeah,
she was
she
living with the
is.
Slaters. She was great with Lily, she's great with all of Stacey's kids. Stacey would trust Eve with any of her kids without a second's
Yeah,
thought, you know what I mean? So
100%.
she is quite a motherly person, and I kind of feel like she's one of these that's actually looked back on her own past. I still really want to meet Eve's parents, by the way. This needs to happen at
Same.
some point because they sound interesting.
Yeah.
They sound like a pain in the ass, but they do sound interesting. So we must meet the
Drama.
mama. We must meet the Unwins at some point.
Yeah.
Interesting. I thought that Eve was the one that broke up with Suki because I thought that once Suki discovered that Eve had gone behind her back like that would have been Suki's punishment for Eve. But actually, Eve was like, "Yeah, I did," and actually, you're too much. See you later, and then just moves out.
Well,
So, just the end of Suki
Suki
Eve.
tried to throw Eve under the bus as well at one point, didn't
She
she?
did.
When she said,
Did.
I'd never go and get such a, permanent, what did she say? Like, permanent thing done to a body or something like that, like a procedure
Like a
behind your
tattoo.
back. So, like, oh yeah, just let her carry on being pregnant there for 5 months.
I mean, the plan was madness from start to finish. Like, there was no. So, and when the hell was Suki going to actually be honest? She was. Eve got it right. She was going to wait until it was too late to have the determination, and then she was going to tell her. That was Suki's plan. Whether she chooses to admit that or not, that was exactly what the plan was. And it was evil to do that to your own granddaughter. There's no two ways about it. Like, no matter what your reasoning is, and whatever, no matter what you believe your reasoning is, there's actually no way to save yourself from that.
Well, I thought this at one point this week when Eve were talking to Avani, and she said something like, oh, your grandma were doing what she thought was right. She'd never want to hurt you. And I thought, actually, Eve, that's not right. And I think you know that's not right. Why are you telling Avani this now? She
Yeah, I
wasn't
mean,
really putting Avani's interest first
no,
at
she
any
wasn't
point
at
during
all. I mean,
this.
I think she's right in saying that Suki wouldn't want to hurt her, but I feel like what Suki had done was just kind of disregard of Arnie's situation in favor of her own. She hadn't thought anything through properly. It was just all about her and making herself feel better about her own failings as a mother.
She wouldn't intentionally set out to
No,
hurt Avani, but yeah,
no.
collateral damage
Yes. That's
unintentionally, so it's all
different.
right.
Yeah. Collateral
It's
damage is a very
unintentional.
different thing. How does Suki Eve move on from this, do we think? Is this the end or is this going to be fixable?
Well, can we say an announcement
Calvin,
we've heard, or are we going to
well,
wait for the news
official.
part?
No, I mean, we did talk about it. It was rumoured a couple of weeks ago and we said about it. But Alvinda Soapel officially announced for Strictly. Hearing that she's not actually taking a break from the show or anything, she's going to do both. So,
Wow, fair play. I was
yeah.
expecting her to fully take a break.
Some of them don't, some of
Okay,
them do.
so
So,
yeah. So maybe it doesn't mean the end then. I mean, it'd be pretty bold for Wadey to wade in his with size nines and split Suki and Eve up,
You're a
eh?
clever bugger, you are, aren't you, with your puns. Yeah, I mean, it's like I say, it's brave. He's strolled in, messed up Suki, messed up Balaam. Brave
Oh
man.
yeah, I'm balanced.
Very brave man.
I mean, is there any coming back? I
I
don't
mean,
know. We had quite a tense, they had quite an intense argument, Suki and Eve, as well, where they almost looked like they were going to get physical with each
do you
other at one
reckon?
point.
Do you reckon?
It seemed a bit like it, remembering, was it Suki who said to Eve, "You're being like Nish," and it was like, pot
Yeah,
kettle, I think.
that was insane for her to say that to Eve of all
Yeah.
people. Like, oh right,
Yeah.
I'm being like the man who arranged for me to be taken to the woods and buried, am I, Suki? If that's what you're telling
Yeah,
me,
nice
like,
one.
no love. Ridiculous. She deserves everything she's got from this, essentially, as does Suki. So I can see, I think she's full of regret now that she's
Yeah.
realized that, like, when she saw Avani in hot, like, in pain and in the hospital and realizing actually the chaos that she's caused from this, I feel like she was feeling a bit guilty. And especially the fact that she's now been left, everyone's just walked away from her. I feel like she's suffering for the consequences now. Can she rebuild relationships? Has this affected Avani and Suki's relationship permanently as well?
I don't feel like it has because even in her moment of need of Arnie, I know Suki was probably the only one in the house, but when she was feeling ill, she still went to Suki straight away and got a cuddle off her. So,
Yeah. And no matter how annoyed that Eve was with Suki, she actually like went out of her way to try and sort of steady that relationship by saying she'd never want to hurt you. This is something that, you know, yes, it was a mad plan, but you know, she had your best interests at heart in inverted commas, you know.
yeah.
But it should be enough to sort of keep Avani on side so much, but
Well, for Suki and Eve, I think we're gonna have a bit of angst for a few
yeah, I mean, I think
months,
they'll
and
be
then they'll get back
fine, you know.
together.
Yeah, they'll get back together at
Yeah,
some point because, you know, it's
yeah,
one of those things where because they've been through so much to get together,
yeah.
it's like this is just a sort of, you know, it's a
Eve
pitfall,
might go to
but
Brighton for a couple of weeks,
yeah,
you
that's all she
know.
needs to do. She needs to go get pissed in Brighton
Yeah,
for a few days, then she'll come back with a new head and she'll be fine.
yeah. That's
Yeah.
it. That's it.
The main other thing with this, obviously, is that Joel found out about the termination this week, and my God, did that elicit a reaction. Okay, final section is Joel. My God, that last tirade at the end of the week, I was actually laughing out of shock by what he was saying. It was a ridiculously
Yeah, I
well-written
bet we're out of
scene.
shock,
Oh,
Rob.
yeah,
Not
I was
agreeing.
laughing. It's just like, finally, someone saying things that I believe in. I mean, it's good that you've had a kid, you know, purpose served. Like, Jesus
Yeah.
Christ.
What? I can totally believe that people view things like this as well, though.
Can I just say, the main problem they have with Joel is that, unfortunately, he's actually quite a smart lad in the fact that he's, what, 15? And he's capable of producing an academic argument as to his beliefs, which actually, from the people that live on that square, is not an easy thing to reply to. They can turn
You
around to him.
think that he's intelligent?
I do think he's intelligent, yeah, because he can create an argument that is actually really like he can create an argument with citation behind him. Because he was taught when he was saying all that stuff to Vicky about like, you know, ask any historian, I fully believe that Joel could actually then quote historians that have said stuff that works for his
Yeah, because him and
argument.
his online crew will all be like, oh, by the way, if anyone wants proof, here you go.
Yeah.
This guy said it in this book, and this
Yeah.
guy. But yeah, I know what you mean.
I think he's actually quite a smart lad in the fact that he can produce an academic argument to say what he believes in. And nobody on that square is, other than saying you're wrong. Because the other problem is that these people, when they're putting all this stuff inside these kids' heads, they're also teaching them how to respond to when people invariably say, you're a
True.
sexist, you're a misogynist. They it's not about just the like the beliefs that you've got, it's also about how to argue that point that they teach as well. That's how difficult this is to sort of
Yeah,
fix.
I guess in some ways he is intelligent as well because he certainly knows how to manipulate situations and people. So,
Yeah.
yeah. But whether it was an intelligent argument that he made, I mean,
I don't what
we
I
can all
mean
quote
by
Wikipedia, whether it's, you know,
Yeah, but I don't
factual
think it is
remains
a
to be
I don't think it
seen.
is just Wikipedia. I think that he has gone in his room and he has gone down rabbit holes, like looking at all of this sort of this all this
Jean-Paul and Craig
propaganda.
Cromelio.
Fabulous people, I love them. Yeah, but I think he's researched this stuff for hours and hours. This is not just a guy that's just watched one influencer online. Like, he has done his research and he knows exactly how to respond when somebody turns around to him and says, "That's just misogyny." No, it's not, because A, B, C, D, E. Like,
Actually, in
that's
World War One, this is when all the
yeah.
gender roles changed
Yeah.
and blah blah blah.
Absolutely mental. And that tirade
For
he
the
gave to Dickie.
better.
But like, what the hell do they do with him now?
Well, see, I've got a
The
couple
kid's not
of.
well.
Well, this is it, right? Where does this go? So obviously he has no problem in hitting women. And he was gonna
No.
hit a Varney in the street.
He was going to
Arguably,
hit a
that's not
Var.
that
He was going to
intelligent.
hit a Var. No, I'm not saying he's intelligent because of
Yeah,
what he believes in, but I'm talking
I
about
know what you're saying. He
his
can
ability to.
debate. He
Yeah,
can
that's what I mean.
debate
Well,
being
you
that.
say debate. He doesn't really debate it.
Well,
He can talk.
he
He
can
can
spout at
reference.
you.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, he was going to hit Stacey back when Stacey hit him in the
Oh
Vic.
yeah, of
He was going to whack
course.
a Varney in the street, which I love Vicky just sort of appearing out of nowhere and grabbing his arm. And now he's saying to Vicky, "All you need is a good slapping. Keep pushing me and you'll get it." It's like, oh my Christ.
Yeah, but does this? Do you know my first thought when he said that to Vicky? That's what Tommy had been doing to Kat. So actually, is Kat in danger from Tommy? Is that another angle we can see all
Yeah, I
this
mean,
goes
this is
back
the thing.
down?
I didn't think 2 weeks ago that actually Tommy was going to get brought into this world too much, because I
Same.
thought, but I think after this week, I can't believe that they haven't just forbidden him from going anywhere near Joel at this point.
Right, when he was like, "Oh, I had to beg my mum to let me see you this morning." What are
Yeah.
you? I'm sorry, Kat.
Kat, what are you up
Bad
to, love? Yes,
parenting. Sorry, but
rule number one, don't let your children go near people sprouting this shite. You know,
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Yeah, bad. I mean, so he discovers that Avani had a termination this week, and he does not react well to it. And I think the other thing with him as well, like, he has no respect for Ross whatsoever, and it's understandable why he has no respect for Ross, because Ross is not dealing with this well. I try to defend Ross in terms of, you know, the reasons as to why he might be going down this route as a parent, but at the same time, like, you need to get a grip, Ross, for God's sake. And Joel is kind of taking advantage of that. He can see the weaknesses in Ross's parenting, and he is just disregarding it. He gets told, don't go near Avani. He goes and gives her a mouthful. He says, he's told not, don't go near the Panasars. He's banging on their door and trying to start rows. He has no qualms about completely and utterly disregarding anything Ross says.
Yeah, because he, like you said, because he just don't respect him, does he?
No.
See, this is something I was wondering as well this week. At what point does he respect a man more than a woman in a way? Because he kept saying he wasn't scared of Ravi, and I actually thought he should be scared. Like,
This
would
what
his
this
brain not think I should be scared of that
that guy
masculine guy that he'd view
that
him
locked you in a
as?
fridge not so long ago?
Right?
Yeah. I'd be
Didn't he
quite
try? And
scared.
he tried to break. And he held him up against the wall as well at one
Yeah,
point, didn't he?
yeah, yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
But we weren't
Yeah.
scared of him though. So where is this non is he finally is it just he's going, "I've had enough of this work," because he's very much the victim in all this, isn't
Oh,
he? He sees
yeah.
as in he sees himself as the victim. I'm
He
not
sees
saying that he
himself as the
is.
martyr, doesn't he? Like, it's and I wonder if that whole thing with Ravi is more about, like, you know, it's the dominant side. Like, you're presumably in this world taught to be the ultimate man. You've got to take complete control and don't let any other man sort of be the one that's in charge, which is why it's sort of a dog eat dog sort of scenario. But he wouldn't last 2 seconds in the ring with Ravi.
Exactly. But he
But it's all
seems to
about
not be.
attitude and, like, oh
But
God.
this is why I was like, he doesn't think things through. Like, had he actually hit Avani, Ravi would have come after him. And I'm
Of
sorry,
course he
Ravi would
would.
pummel you. Unless that's where it's going, and actually Joel's going to be the one who loses it on Ravi. Maybe it is Ravi. Maybe Ravi's going to kill Joel or something.
Oh, I mean, I think we've got a way to go with this yet, because Vicky is in. I've said this, Vicky is in a lot of danger.
Yeah, I
And
agree.
I've said this for a while as well. He is 2 minutes away from, at the very least, attempting to rape somebody. And actually, I can see it going to Vicky. I really, really can. Like,
Wow.
yes, it's one thing to say, yeah, I'll give you a smack about. But because actually, in terms of, I can imagine Vicky knocking him out, in all fairness, but I feel like that's where this is ultimately heading. He is going to sexually attack somebody, and it just sort of depends on who that is.
Yeah, I can see it going that way as well. Do you think Vicky's going to tell Ross about what happened straight away? Because I don't know why I think she's not going to tell him about what he
Yeah,
said.
I can see that being sort of one of those things that, because it's if she does do that, it's because the plot needs to continue, because there is no reason as to why she wouldn't tell Ross what he was saying. And also, what the hell is Ross going to do about it? Because actually, realistically, at this point, they're beyond like parenting. They're beyond sort of like technology bans because he'll work his way around it. Actually, at this stage, they need to take like that ultimate thing that no parent wants to do, and they need to report him to the police. But they're not going to do that.
What do they report him for, though?
Well, everything that was on his
Oh, they've got
laptop.
all the upskirting images and stuff, haven't they?
Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm
true.
sure it's easy enough to, even though he's lost that laptop, but I'm sure the cloud or whatever, it's easy enough to like he's already he's sharing emails with people who are sending him all this sort of thing, so he's clearly within that world. There's enough proof, I think, that he's at least dangerous.
Or if you don't want to report him, at least, like I say, a child psychologist of some kind, somebody who can talk to you, objectively, I guess, and
Yeah, I mean the problem is this whole thing is still relatively new. So I don't know how many resources there are to deal with these kids in this scenario.
Well, this is what I'm. So I think I mentioned last week, I kind of know somebody who I'm no longer friends with, needless to say, whose kid went this way because of the father. And that's what they did. They ended up referring him to a child psychologist. It sounded very similar to all this, if I'm honest with you, from what I heard. And that was what I heard, is that they were having to go to a child psychologist because they were saying stuff to girls in class and things like that. And it's like you said, with the, is it the black pill, the red pill, the blue pill, whatever color pill it
The
is.
black pill, yeah.
Once it's swallowed, that's it. There's no going back, a lot of
Oh.
say. But there must be. Because that's like when somebody's racist. I mean, look at blooming Jim Brannan. Eh?
We love Roger, and we love Jim these, towards the end,
Yeah,
but
but he didn't
he
used to
was
be that
no.
tolerant of tolerant, tolerable of
Toler
people.
yeah. I wonder if yes, I mean, is he redeemable? Is the thing,
This is
like
it.
I kind of feel like he's not. I feel like the idea with Joel is to show us how bad it can get, and then they might
Yeah,
sort of
the
pull Tommy
extreme.
into that world, and Tommy will be the redeemable one, and Joel's going to end up, let's be honest, either dead or in prison. That tends to be how these things end.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
do feel like Joel is beyond help at this point. I really do.
I agree. I don't think he's redeemable.
Because how do
Is
you
his
fix
mum going to be
this?
Zoe? If his mum's
Well,
Zoe, is
this
that how
is.
he's going to be redeemable? Because he's
He
actually a
is.
Slater.
Yeah, I mean, we've said this. He is so ingrained in the war with the Slaters now. There's no way that Zoe isn't his mum. I don't understand how Zoe's his mum, given the information we received about whoever the eldest Cleo woman is. But.
And what about that line he said this week? Vicky can't tell me what to do. She ain't my mother.
They're
Blimey,
trying.
heck.
They are trying,
Or it's a
aren't
red herring because they know about the rumours and stuff. So they're like, let's throw that line in, really get them all talking.
they? Either way, September's coming up. This is when big stuff happens in September.
Big stuff
So
does happen in
big stuff does
September.
happen in September, doesn't it? So
Looking like it
it's gonna
probably is
peak. It's gonna
Zoe,
peak, I
is
think.
it?
Yeah, Zoe will be back in September, and this storyline looks like it could quite happily peak in September. So where
Have
the I
you?
can't imagine where the hell
Well,
this is gonna go.
I've seen some TikToks, right? I don't think this is a spoiler. This is a rumor. I don't know if there's any truth into this
Tentative
rumor. So, a
Nina. Tentative
slight
Nina.
Nino
Nina?
spoiler. I do
Nina?
think it's just
Nina?
someone's made this up, though. I don't think
Okay.
there's any truth in it. I've seen it a few times on TikTok saying that there's some big Halloween storyline with Joel, and then
I've
there's
seen
like
this,
pictures
yeah.
of all the women that it could be, and
Yeah,
it does look like a rumor.
there was a really good completely fake, I think, but it was a really nice sort of picture that someone had created with the back of Joel and then looking at all these pictures of the women on the wall. I've seen that. Yeah.
And
I
I've
mean,
seen
it would
people
make sense.
speculating that Anna is gonna he's gonna become obsessed with Anna, maybe, and that's how she's
Maybe.
gonna get written out, which
Oh, yeah, I do feel like this is actually I feel like Vicky's in the most danger. Because actually, I feel like he sees Vicky as the biggest sort of issue as for women in his life. Because actually, she will like stop him from trying to do things. Like she's the one that's constantly giving him aggro, and I think he's going to develop this obsession with sort of getting rid of Vicky, or at the very least, showing Vicky who's boss.
Well, she's also the biggest threat to his relationship with his dad because right now he's easily able to manipulate Ross. But if she's there in his ear, as he'd probably say, then he's not going to be able to get away with stuff as much, is he?
No.
Something else we've not mentioned, by the way, the whole Stacey stuff and her secret cam videos and getting released. So, what he knows how to hack, or his mates know how
Yeah.
to do hacking as well, and he's done all of that. Is
He,
Stacey
yeah.
in danger, in more danger from him?
Probably. I mean, I feel like he, maybe. I feel like he feels like he's done Stacey now. He's punished Stacey. Like he's shown the world what he believes this woman is, which essentially is a sex worker. And that's his
And what did he
view.
call it, in inverted commas, dirty little prostitute,
Dirty little
inferred to us, didn't
prostitute.
he?
Dirty little sket.
See, I think on Joel's side, he thinks that's it, done, we'll call it quits now. But I don't think Stace is going to let it drop. She's already been to the police. They've already said to her, we've not got any evidence. I'm not sure Stace is going to let it drop, especially because her and Jean, they're seeing him that Tommy's still hanging around with Joel. Why are they not going up to Kat and being like, Kat, are
What the
you for
hell?
real?
Yeah, I know. This is the yeah, I mean there was no sense in Tommy being allowed anywhere near him at this stage
No.
because actually even they don't perhaps know the full extent of what Joel's
Yeah.
like yet. They've got their suspicions, but they have no idea like sort of how bad he actually is. But I think what they've seen so far would be enough for you to say you are not going within 10 miles of that lad ever again. End of your friendship.
Well, that as well. So Joel go to hit Stacey back, and then
Yeah.
she's experienced all this with Tommy. Because I'm telling you, I think Tommy's going to turn on Kat again.
No,
I think we might see a bit of that.
I wouldn't be surprised at all because he's already gobbed off a couple of times, doesn't he? In a slightly misogynistic way, like, you know, saying about like it was women's work or you're making my dinner or something like that. And this is where it starts. I don't think Tom. This is what I mean when I say about Joel being intelligent and smart. I don't think Tommy would ever be able to deliver the sort of tirades and monologues that Joel is capable of. I feel like Tommy is more the sort of would just repeat what Joel said, but without having any sort of reference point to it.
Yeah, I can't. I think I know what you mean as well. You could imagine him trying to have that argument that he had with Vicky and being like, because back when, and then Joel being like, World War One. Yeah, in World War One, that's when.
It's
I think somebody's going to
terrifying.
get seriously hurt from
Yeah,
Joel, but who it's going to be.
Vicky, I'm telling you
Yeah, I
now,
think you might be right.
she's in a lot of danger. So do they go all the way with this, or is it going to be stopped at the last second? Or but either way, I think that's the direction they're heading in with Joel and Vicky. I really do, and it's terrifying because actually it feels really real. Max Murray is phenomenal as Joel.
He is
He
really
is
good.
ridiculously good because actually he feels like a completely real person. Like you can
Yeah.
totally see this kid walking around the streets in the real world and sprouting this stuff and being
Yeah.
aggressive, and he's doing a phenomenal job. So gold star this week, Ray.
I'm torn. I kind of want to give it to either Avani or Eve, I feel like, this week.
Okay.
Do you know what? I'm going to give it. I'm edging more towards Eve, but I'm going to give it to Avani because I think Aaliyah James has been really good these
Yeah, she
past few
has.
weeks.
She has.
And I don't think we've actually given her a gold star for it. So I'm going to give it to
Yeah.
Avani.
Fair play. I'm going to give mine to Eve, I think. I think she did the right thing. I'm glad that that storyline has sort of settled into more sensible territory. It feels like I can understand where we're at with it all now. That's fine. And Eve is why that has happened. So she can get a gold star for that. Final section of the podcast, ladies and gents, as usual, is some comments from you.
Starting with a comment from Virginia, who says, Ross has taught his son how to lie. Ross has done nothing but enable Joel. He doesn't get the Father of the Year award.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean.
the thing is though, I still stand by what I said last week with the fact that it's all about like denying that your son is your that your child could possibly be this terrible a person, isn't it? And you want to completely and utterly avoid anything that directly addresses that because it makes you question your how good you are as a parent. The answer is you're crap as a parent at the moment because you're not doing anything to stop this. In fact, if anything, you are encouraging it because you are encouraging Joel to lie. You've paid off people. I mean, I know Vicky did that, but that was for him. You know, he's not had any punishment for anything he's done, really. Oh, slapped wrist and your laptop's been taken away from you for a day. Like, that's
Yeah, and then
it.
I'll buy you a brand new one next
Yeah.
day.
Yeah.
I mean, a part of me thinks that Ross may not be intelligent enough to know how to handle this.
Not at all. This is what I mean. He's a smart kid. He knows that. You know, Ross couldn't have an academic argument with him. He could just say, I can imagine Ross, like, if he sprouted half the stuff that he had sprouted to Ross, sprouted to Vicky, to Ross this week, I can imagine Ross just being like, yeah, I can see what you
It's
mean.
clever,
Yeah,
that
yeah,
son. Clever,
yeah,
yeah. Well, I
yeah,
can't
yeah,
argue with
yeah,
that, can I? I can't argue
yeah.
with that.
Exactly. Like, oh dear. Stephen Steppings has said, huge shame they didn't show us Ravi and Priya's reaction to Avani having a baby and abortion, but I'm glad she didn't go through with it. I agree there. I would like to have seen the initial reaction to it. I know we sort of Suki walked in on the reaction, but I would like to have seen them like actually reacting to it.
Yeah, that's true because we didn't see what they initially said as well, like. We could have done with a little scene of like, why didn't you come to us? Why didn't you tell us? And it's almost like Avani didn't tell them everything straight away anyway.
Yeah.
Like, at what point did Suki walk in? Had they just told her? She just told him 10 minutes
Well, yeah, because
before, you know?
Priya and Avani were sort of like hugging on the sofa.
Yeah.
There were some gorgeous like Priya and Avani scenes this week as well, weren't there? I really
There
liked that.
were, well, we didn't mention actually that scene that she said, you know, one of Joel's big arguments this week was, you know, how it was his kid and he didn't get a
Murder.
say and the
Yeah.
murder. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, Joel
But
needs to understand the fact that you don't get, daddy hasn't got any rights until daddy goes on the birth certificate. That's just how it goes, mate. Like, get over it.
well, there is an argument actually in this as was he right? Should he have been told first? Because even Avani
No.
doubted herself and were like, should I have told him? But I think what I feel like is Joel saw it as very black and white that
Oh,
every
yeah.
father should know. But I
Yeah.
think there are certain situations where it may be more appropriate that you tell the other person
Yeah.
involved, or these situations where I like it was Avani's body and her choice.
Do you know
Like,
what? What the scariest thing to imagine is that people like Joel having children and like then
God, yeah.
teaching their kids that this is, especially,
Passing it all on.
imagine a father like Joel with a daughter. Like,
Or a
that's a.
son, for that matter,
Oh,
Rob.
yeah, with a
Any
son. Like, you know, yeah, but what I'm saying
offspring.
is imagine a father teaching his daughter that this is her role in life and this is all you're for. Like, this is
Don't
what's
bother doing
happening.
well at school because all your ear for is to breed.
To push a
So,
kid out. Yeah, no,
yeah.
it's terrifying. It really, really is.
We've got a comment here from Maggie May who says, I think he's going to assault Vicky, Avani, or Priya. Also, I was not on board with this theory of Zoe being Joel's mother, but now I'm not so sure because in tonight's episode, he said, she's not my mother about Vicky. Was it just a coincidence or did it mean something? Or maybe the writers are just having fun toying with us.
Possibly. I mean,
This
look,
is it.
let's talk about the idea of Zoe being Joel's mum and sort of
Yeah.
like the implications behind it. Because, like I said, like we said last week, we know how soaps work. We understand the structure of when pawns are put in place for as big a reveal as possible. And this definitely feels like the return of Zoe being Joel's mum is like the biggest cataclysmic bombshell that could be dropped into this situation at this time. What the hell happens if Zoe is his mum? Like, where does the story go? Like, what is Joel's reaction to that? What is the
Well, Joel
Slater?
knows, doesn't he?
What is the Slater's
Oh, but I guess he
reaction?
doesn't know that she's related to all the Slaters and
Yeah, that's what I
stuff.
mean.
Yeah,
Yeah,
because
like
she's
what?
clear
And what are
whatever
the
her surname she's going
yeah,
by.
I still don't understand how that's gonna play out, but and what are the Slater's reactions? Basically the idea that he's half Slater.
Especially with what he's done with Stacey and everything. I mean, this is it. Will they take him under his wing because they're like, oh, he's Zoe's kid? Or will they be like, Zoe, like, you need to get in there fast and this
Because
is
look
what
what
you
you've
need to
done.
do?
I mean, the thing is, he's blamed. It seems to be the genesis of Joel's like attitude towards women is based on the fact that his mum left him.
And that she not only did she leave them, but it's because she cheated on
Yeah,
Ross.
and
So
then
that
what
only adds
he's,
fuel to his current way of thinking, doesn't
yeah,
it?
and then what? Because the thing is, actually, at the basis of Joel, I think, is a very lonely individual. Because he is lonely, because he has no idea how to interact with other human beings at all. Like when he strolled into the hot tub party, like he's turned around and goes, right, look for a boyfriend then. And it's like you're useless at this. You've got no interactional skills whatsoever. Like you could be an intelligent academic without being a particularly emotionally intelligent person, which
Yeah,
is what.
or
And he's,
street smart in some way, I
yeah,
guess, yeah.
and it was interesting when like Ross was having a go at him and he started crying. I do genuinely believe that those tears were real as well.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, what you think? What did he say? You think I'm
You think I'm a
weird or
freak?
something like
Yeah,
that?
you
You
don't
think,
think I'm normal.
yeah.
You don't think I'm normal. It's sort of like he genuinely is so twisted that he believes that
Yeah.
his view is the normal one. He's the complete martyr in this situation, and he can see it as him against the world. That's dangerous
Yeah.
because he's got
It
nothing
is,
to
and this is
lose.
it comes back to the argument of is he redeemable? Because you're saying he's this lonely kid under it, but I think had we seen we didn't really see much of Joel before we found out his
No.
nature. So maybe if we'd have seen the development of this, and maybe like we're probably going to see with Tommy that he's a good kid, and then oh, we're seeing that he's been influenced by all this. But all we've seen of Joel is this incel nature. Rob, can't believe you called episode that, by the way, last week, my son, the incel.
I got some stuff online saying that it's not the same thing. Actually, you look into it and it does all sort of branch out from the same
Well,
sort of place.
We're
Yes,
saying, we're
involuntary
on,
celibates
yeah.
is a different thing,
That,
but
which is what incel originally stood for,
yeah,
yeah.
but it does branch out into these kind of mad misogynistic views that you sort of,
Yeah.
yeah, there
It's
is a
not
basis to it.
necessarily the literal meaning
Yeah,
anymore of being
no.
celibate, because I think
Like
that's what
so many
everyone
of
was
these,
saying.
yeah, like so
Yeah.
many of these things, like it then branches out into sort
Yeah.
of other areas, doesn't it? A
Yeah.
sort of umbrella term for it all. But yeah, the idea of Zoe coming back and realizing, I mean, I'm hesitant to say this because that does, because this does imply that I'm blaming Zoe for Joel's behavior, which I'm not, but like she would see it as like, this is what I've done to my son, wouldn't she? In terms of like, you know, the mother brain coming out for it.
Well, in so, I mean, you'd think she'd have mum guilt, or
Yeah.
would she see it as this is such the bad job you've done with our son, Ross? Because
I can see Zoe doing that very heavily as well. Yeah. Especially once Kat starts giving it all that to her as well. Like,
even it,
and she's right. I'm not
yeah.
saying that, you know, Ross has been useless in this situation, but
We kind of need to understand why Joel's mum, whether it is Zoe or a woman called Cleo, did leave. Because
yeah.
if it's Zoe, it would actually kind of make sense if they then say, oh, well, if she goes, well, I were in trouble with these men and I didn't want them to come for you. So actually, she could even turn around and go, I never cheated on your dad. I just said it so that
Yeah.
he'd bring you up because I thought you'd be safer that way.
Yeah.
That could be a way around it all. And it turns out these dodgy men are after her, what it's for. I've got no idea, but.
Jen has said, after watching the ending to this week's episode in horror, I saw so many parallels of the scene with Joel and Vicky versus Linda and Dean sitting on the Vic sofa all those years ago. Vicky telling him she loves him in a maternal way. I remember Linda saying the same thing to Dean, and then Dean misreading the signals, yeah, to say the least. I really do think Vicky is going to be his target after that scene. Can't wait for Sharon to come back. I feel she's the only woman who will be able to knock some sense into him. Cannot stand Joel. Literally makes my skin crawl. Really can't see him being anything other than Zoe's son as well, sadly, just as he's brainwashed Tommy. There has to be a reason he's so interlinked with the Slaters already. So it's
Yeah.
all there, isn't it? It's all there for
Yeah.
it to be the biggest sort of cataclysmic reveal that they can make it. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that we've kind of guessed it, because it sometimes it's quite satisfying to see these things that make sense for then the cherry on the cake to have been the actual reveal. Yeah, I mean, Sharon coming back. Sharon will be back soon because Letitia Dean is back filming again. Can you imagine Sharon's reaction to this kid?
I can, but I can also imagine Joel being like, you're one to talk to Sharon, throwing all Keanu stuff back at her, and you
Sharon will
know.
knock him out.
Well, do you know what? It would be interesting, but I don't see why he would get involved. He's got enough on his plate. But somebody like Phil would potentially be somebody who could get through to Joel.
Yeah, that'd be
Tommy.
interesting.
He's
Yeah,
still got his
via
relationship with
Phil.
Tommy.
Yeah,
I don't think he
via.
will, but it would maybe be a good person to get involved. Got one last comment here from Glitchy Dates who says, Erky's grooming is ramping up this week with the gifts. He's now made himself look like the hero to manipulate getting a key to Kojo's flat. I hope Harry gets some help as we're heading into a cuckooing situation.
Really? What's that all about then?
Well, according to the Salford Safeguarding Adults Board, cuckooing is when criminals target the home of a vulnerable person, often so they can use the property for criminal purposes such as drug dealing, hiding weapons, and other criminal activities. The term comes from the behaviour of cuckoo birds who take over the nests of other birds. A criminal will often befriend a vulnerable person in order to exploit them and use their property. The person is usually intimidated and too scared to report it to anyone.
Interesting. So yeah, that sounds about
There is
right,
a
doesn't
name
it? Yeah,
for
there
it,
is a name
yeah.
for it. Cool. So that's interesting, an actual issue. Yeah, I mean, it sums it up. That's pretty much exactly what he's doing, isn't it? And Harry is pretty screwed, I think, in this situation.
Well, this is what I'm thinking now. So maybe it won't be that Kojo goes to prison or takes the. I mean, it could still happen, but maybe he will realise what's happening and Erky and his gang are maybe going to start being
Maybe.
physical with him or threatening him in some way. And
Yeah.
then, yeah, he doesn't know how to handle it. But yeah, what's Harry going to do? Because if he's living there, like, could they
Yeah.
just not get the keys changed, like the locks changed? Oh, he might
It's going to
threaten the
take more than that.
family,
Yeah,
threaten
it's
all
going
the
to take more than
knights.
that. Yep, it's too late. They're in. They are absolutely in. Right, that's it, ladies and gents. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/ /E20 after dark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We shall be back same time next week. And until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.